Every day, trucks like this one roll down Farrington Highway, dumping waste in Oahu's only municipal landfill, Waimanalo Gulch. The city landfill opened 30 years ago, and Waianae Senator Miley Shimabukuro says that's long enough.
The community has been told time and time again that landfill would in fact close, but each time the closure date comes around, the city seeks an extension. I mean, definitely there's a feeling of just in general environmental injustice for our whole coastline.
Waimanalo Gulch is on land designated for agricultural use. That means the State Land Use Commission has to issue a special use permit allowing the landfill to continue operating. 3 months ago, the commission said the landfill must close by 2028. That may sound like a long time, but the previous city administration said it would take 7 years to open a new landfill, at least.
I'm not sure I agree with the 7 years. You know, in fairness to them, my predecessors have said that. It takes 7 years to site a new landfill. I think it takes longer than that.
That's Lori Kahikina, the current director of the Honolulu Department of Environmental Services. She says starting a new landfill means picking a location, acquiring the land if the city doesn't own it, and putting together an environmental impact statement. And then there's design and construction phases. Kahikina says 2028 is too soon to close it.
This is my personal feelings. It's a waste of taxpayers' money because we have so many years left on Waimanalo Gulch. And I know the Leeward Coast people are going to be really upset at me for saying that because I know the Leeward Coast feels they're dumped on.
Ahmad Sadri is a disposal and operations engineer at Waimanalo Gulch. He says H-Power, the city's waste-to-energy incinerator, has helped cut the number of trucks going to Waimanalo Gulch by 80 to 90%.
Our current projections give us, I think it's about 20 years of life left, and that's combined ash and MSW. But that, of course, could change with future technology and future diversion.
2 years ago, Mayor Kirk Caldwell commissioned a study to look at the top choices for the next landfill. 11 choices were ranked, and two of the top five candidates are on the leeward side. Number one is Upland Nanakuli, on land owned by the state. The city's contract with H-Power runs for another 12 years, and it requires a landfill, in part as backup, but also to take the 19,000 tons of ash produced each year by the power plant. The city wants to reuse the ash as construction aggregate and has put out a request for proposals to develop a plan for an ash facility. Those are due later this month, and a plan will be selected in mid-March. The city officials hope to build the facility before Caldwell leaves his post at the end of the year. A spokesperson from Caldwell's office says it's the mayor who decides on the landfill site, but the city council weighs in when the budget's being drafted. In the meantime, Senator Shimabukuro says the city should continue its efforts to reduce its reliance on landfills.
No one's going to be happy with having a landfill in our backyard, but if it was only for natural disasters and for when H-Power closes, I mean, of course, that would be a lot better than what we have now. That could be a compromise. That would be better than nothing.
For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ashley Mizuo.